Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 12th, 2024. And I've got a wonderful question from Joseph. He lives in, where is this? Pasadena. And I'm very grateful that he listens. He's a very interesting person. I've talked to him once or twice in the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's intellectual, but he is curious. So he wrote me this email, and he talks, "Dear Greg, I want to thank you for your work. I want to understand you, but I just don't. I can't make out what you're really trying to say. Do you have any ideas to help me understand, Joseph?" Joseph, I can only help so much. And then the rest is you're going to have the ears to hear. And if you don't have these ears to hear, if there is not that place within you where you and I are willing to surrender whatever it is that is keeping us from our awareness, keeping us from understanding, then there's really nothing I can do. I am just a messenger for you, but you have to receive the message and let go of whatever it is that keeps you from hearing me. It takes a tremendous generosity to listen to me. It takes a tremendous generosity to work on yourself. You have to be kind, and that's what I mean by generosity. You have to be willing of forgiveness and mercy. And if you're not of this ilk, you're just not going to understand. If you're only trying to understand me based on the premise of the way your mind works, your psychology, your emotionality, then you will never understand. It would be helpful for you to read Robert Sapolsky's work, Determined. That would be very, very helpful for you to understand why we think the way we do, why we have no free will. I think it is a masterpiece what he has done and made a real contribution, I think, to the world. But it isn't a contribution that a lot of people would jump on, because what it does is it shows us how we involuntarily set up a mindset, a premise in our mind for the way we will think and what thoughts we will harbor, what thoughts we will accept, what thoughts we will reject. You will see that we do this due to biology, and that our biology in our brain, the chemistry of our brain, sets the modality for us to live our life in the confines of our psychology. And there are some people who just can't get over themselves. Friends, I even have colleagues who are like that. They just don't understand why they think and believe the way they do. They really think that they have free will to think and do the way they want to think and do. But it's not true. None of this is true at all. We do not have free will. So, you say, "I want to understand you, but I can't." No, it's not that you can't. It's that you won't. Not because you're stupid, but because of the chemistry in your body that you have surrendered to. Your genetic acuity, for one. Take a look at it. Take a look at how open were your parents and your grandparents and your aunts and uncles. Take a look at the way your family rolled. What was important to them? Probably family, probably emotion, probably anything that pertained to their survival. These things are all very important to the average person. And when they are important, which they are to most people, then you're stuck with these things for the rest of your life. You're just going to do this over and over and over again. You won't really want to see the bigger picture of your life. Why should you? You don't need to. Your emotions will come up with all sorts of impulses, and that will be the end of your understanding. It won't go any further, and you have to realize, wow, this is as far as I mentally can go and emotionally can go. And, you know, psychology will tell you that thoughts come first, then emotions, but I have found for myself that emotions come first, these impulses, and then the thoughts surround those impulses and make it appear logical, reasonable, or whatever necessary to do. And because of all of this, because this is the way we naturally operate, we miss the significance of every given moment in our life. You want to understand me? You will have to give up the premises of how you understand and what you can understand. I mean, sit with yourself, Joseph. What can you really understand? Really, what can you understand? How far does your understanding go? How far? Can you understand, get this, beyond your understanding? Can you drop what you think of as understanding and come to the place where there is no Joseph to understand? There is just whatever is being explained or whatever is present. Can you just observe it, just watch without fighting it, without thinking in terms of, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Life is not sensible. It does not make sense to my rational mind. And to be able to drop my rational mind and just observe how I think, why I think the way I think. What am I protecting? What am I vulnerable to? What am I afraid of? These things all have something to do with my understanding. So when I am deeply afraid to admit or see something about maybe myself that threatens my ego, which is the culprit in the first place of my stupidity and my selfishness and my pride, if I feel threatened there, then most people will run the other way and not want to look at their ego and say, hey, you know, this is why I am the way I am. I am the way I am because of my chemistry, because of my genetics. And if I understand any of that, then I realize if I'm going to understand the significance of my life, then I have to go beyond the confines of my emotionality, the confines of my set beliefs. But even more important than that, how do I put this to you? The place inside you where the structure of your understanding exists. How far do you go? How high are those fences, those barriers between yourself, your understanding, and maybe something you don't understand? We all have to look at that. I have to look at that. Everybody does. What if none of this is happening the way Gregory Edward thinks it's happening? What if everything I am thinking is wrong? Can I bear the truth of that, the fact that it is wrong, it is not the way it is, and why do I deem it wrong, and why do I find being wrong so very repulsive? Now, if you can sit just with this minor little aspect of yourself, you will actually find you are meditating, you are in contemplation, and then you will go into meditation if you are wise, and that will change everything. You will start to understand the light of your heart and what it means to have love in your life. And love occurs only through silence. To learn how to live silently is the only way to understand. It's not me you're not understanding. It's yourself and your mechanism for what you think of as your understanding. That's where it all is happening. Oh, hope that helped you. I really do. Joseph, you know you can call me or email me anytime you like, and we'll go further with this if I didn't nail it for you. Thank you for your question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.